Recording in progress.
All right, welcome everybody to a specially scheduled select board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order and begin by approving the agenda. I don't actually have a copy of the agenda, but I'm just going to assume that. Very short, but I just want to make sure everybody's okay with it. Is there a motion to that effect?
I move to approve the agenda.
Matt has moved to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Luce. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. The meeting tonight is to address a denial of a public records request and an appeal by Corey McDonald of that denial, which is appealed to us as the select board. I think the best way to start is to ask Lee to tell us about the specifics of the case briefly, and then ask Corey to respond, and we can discuss from there. Is that all right, Lee?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Lee Crone, town manager. So as we all know, we had hired Colonel Jim Baker to do some sort of analysis of recent events in the police department. Corey McDonald, on behalf of the Shelburne News, asked for a copy of that. I denied that request, and his appeal is before you this evening. I'd like to be clear on the record that although we've had several of these recently, there's no intent on my part to be difficult or unhelpful to anybody, to the press, to the public who we serve. But these matters that involve potentially involve human resources matters, personnel issues, are very challenging and fraught with potential complications. So in denying this kinds of these kinds of requests, I'm trying to be prudent and cautious in the nature of the documents that I might reveal on my own. Obviously, it's now in the select board's hands to decide how that should play out. It was denied on two counts under the statutes. I've given you copies of the relevant statutes as well as the background, emails that transpired between Corey and myself, and a confidential memo on this topic from town council. So 1 VSA 317 has a number of exemptions from public disclosure. One of them relates to personal or personnel documents, and the other relates to inter or intra-departmental communications preliminary to any determination of policy or action. So I felt that under those clauses in the exemption, it was reasonable to deny, at least at the outset. Again, trying to be prudent and cautious about the nature of documents that get disclosed. The select board has 5 business days to respond in writing to that request. Corey's appeal was filed last Friday. So my understanding is the select board has until close of business this Friday to issue a decision in writing. And there are certain statutory requirements that those decisions must include. Thank you for your careful consideration. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. The select board, I believe, has the right to go into a deliberative session and deliberate on it privately as you may find a need to do that. And then again, the decision must be issued in writing by Friday afternoon latest. Thank you.
So Lee, just to summarize, your rationale is that the documents in question could include personal and personnel matters and also deliberative matters related to interdepartmental communications?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And I don't know, is this a quasi-judicial? I don't believe it is. I don't think technically it is.
Well, council believes you have the right to deliberate.
Yeah, I believe
on
that.
This matter, whether technically it's quasi-judicial,
yeah,
perhaps I stand corrected, but
yeah.
I believe you have the right to deliberate.
I agree with that. Corey, would you like to respond? Or I'm sorry, do my colleagues have questions for Lee? I should ask that first.
think not at this time.
Kate, any questions from you? Okay, Luce, anything you'd like to ask?
No, but it seems like our lawyer is saying this is a quasi-judicial proceeding, correct?
I didn't see that in his discussion. Do you?
Am I reading that wrong?
Nope, you're right. So our lawyer believes that it is. So good, thank you. All right. So if there are no questions, it is true that Brian Monahan advises us that this should be construed as quasi-judicial. So I am mistaken, at least according to Brian. And you and Brian can have an argument about that, Mike. Corey, would you like to? I won't do it now. It is listed as confidential. But
and client privilege.
And client privilege. Corey, would you like to address the issues?
Yes. Hi. I'll keep it short for you guys. Thank you all for your time and consideration here. Appreciate it. The statute in question is very clear here. Specifically addresses that records relating to management and direction of law enforcement agency are subject to public records requests. While the document in question may or may not include information related to statutes cited in the denial, specifically personnel documents or personal documents relating to an individual or records of interdepartmental or intradepartmental communications, the document as a whole very clearly constitutes records relating to management and direction of a law enforcement agency. So based on this language, I think this certainly constitutes public record. So I just ask that you reconsider your denial tonight and release the documentation. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Corey from anyone? Corey, I can't put my finger on it. I know that you cited a section of the law to support your opinion.
I think it's at the end.
Is it 317?
317, that's
C7.
Right.
C7.
Yeah, C7, okay. And so I guess my question is, we have language in the law which sort of covers two separate kinds of things. One is personal and personnel, and one is interdepartmental communications and direction of a law enforcement agent. So are there any questions? I'm Sean, Lee asked to address us first. Thank you.
So Corey has cited one piece of law, I've cited two others. And I know these issues are frustrating for everybody involved, but it's not uncommon that whether it's a zoning bylaw or a state statute, that these get written piecemeal, an incremental basis. And they're not always thought about whether there may be internal inconsistencies in the requirements. So Corey cited one piece where he believes calls for the release of the record. I've cited two others where I believe it calls not to. And again, who knows which one's right? None of us have the legislative history. Was that even considered at the time? So just a complicated matter.
Thank you.
I think if I could make one, brief comment on it as well. I agree that transparency has been an issue that has come up very significantly in the public in recent weeks and months. And I think I do speak for most all board members to say we would, our preference universally is to err on the side of transparency whenever possible. To Lee's point, to the extent that some of these records, can involve sensitive personnel issues, that we do need to be mindful of that, I think, is the situation where we err sometimes on the side of what feels like lack of transparency. But I encourage members of the audience, I encourage members of the town to keep challenging us on this and having us, commit to transparency whenever possible. And I think, you know, we'll do our best to use our good judgment when it could potentially open up the town to greater challenges in situations like that. So just by way of a little background from where I'm coming from anyway.
Thanks, Matt. John, would you like to make a comment?
I don't know why I always follow Matt. Okay. Sean Moran, Lakeview Co-op. I would like to know if any of you know or if any of you have seen the exact wording on Jim Baker's contract. It seems to me analysis of recent events is a little iffy. What did his contract say exactly? Jim Baker, we are hiring you to do blank. I think that's important. That's I'd also like to know what he was paid for that contract. Town is paying for it. We should know what he's being paid for.
I think I agree with you. We don't have a version of that available, do we, at the moment?
So I'd be glad to provide a copy of the letter of agreement that we signed with Jim Baker. It was for a fixed price of up to $2,500, not to exceed. And he met that, and it was at an hourly rate below his normal rate.
And I don't see a problem with this being released to the public. So Luce happens to have it on hand. I mean, if you want to look at it now, we can make copies of it. You want me to read it into the record?
It's a little long. Okay.
We've got all night. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me that we have all night. So to Mr. Lee Crown, Town Manager, Town of Shelburne, Vermont, from Colonel Retired James W. Baker, JW Consulting, Subject Consulting Proposal. Scope, Phase 1, JW Consulting will interview prior members of the Shelburne Police Department who left employment to determine reasons for departing. The interviews will gather particular information to determine if cultural issues are causing employees to leave and discourage potential applicants to apply. The findings of the interviews will be briefed to the town manager. Methodology, JW Consulting will develop an interview tool with a series of questions designed to discern critical information. The tool will be the format to interview approximately 5 prior employees who left the SPD. The information gathered will be presented to the town manager. Time frame, 12/27/21 to 1/30/22. Cost, $2,500. At about 20 hours, $125 an hour, discounted from $225 an hour. Scope of phase 2, based on information developed during the interview of prior employees, JW Consulting will provide consultation to the town manager in regards to the transition of leadership. The consulting will begin with developing a strategic understanding of the path forward for the Shelburne Police Department. JW Consulting could then assist in developing a formal strategy. The development of that strategy could include, but not be limited to coaching leadership team, conducting focus group to gather information data for a strategic plan, and assist in recruiting line officers and potentially a new chief. Methodology, the approach to phase 2 will depend on the information gathered during the interviews with prior employees. The work forward will be done on an hourly basis at a rate of $125 an hour, time frame to be determined. So I'll make that available. Any other questions from folks in the room? I see that Lee Suskin has his hand up. Yes, Lee. You're muted, Lee. You're still muted.
He didn't want to talk too bad.
How about now?
There you go.
Okay, so as the two comments. First, as the former chair of the Shelburne Ethics Committee, in that this is a quasi-judicial proceeding, I think it would have been helpful if the chair had asked all members, first of all, whether they have any conflicts of interest in this matter or apparent conflicts of interest in this matter, as the ordinance requires. And second of all, because it's quasi-judicial, I think the chair should ask whether any of the select board members have any ex-party communications with either the town manager or Mr. McDonald or anyone from the who's ever made this appeal. After that, then I have another comment after, if you just choose to do that, I'll have another comment about after that.
Okay, thanks, Lee. That's a good reminder. I will ask, does anybody have any conflicts or apparent conflicts of interest in the matter?
Not me.
No.
Okay.
No.
And has anybody had ex parte communications with anybody who has filed the complaint or is this filed the appeal or is the subject of the appeal?
No.
No.
I have talked about this with the town attorney, but I don't believe I have to disclose that. Do I, Lee? I mean, I don't have to disclose any of the content, but I don't.
You're asking Lee Crone or Lee Suskin?
Lee Suskin, the former chair of the ethics.
I think discussing it with the town attorney would be fine. But if you had any discussions with the town manager, I think that should be disclosed.
I don't believe I have. I think we dutifully avoided discussing this topic for precisely this reason.
Excellent.
And you said you had a follow-up.
Yep. So, and then my second question has to do with, and these are questions that you may, that members of the select board may choose to ask of our town manager. I believe that if the town manager deems the report, there are aspects of the report that should not be disclosed by those provisions of the statute. That those aspects he could have deleted before releasing it to the person requesting it. And I don't know, it would actually surprise me if there's nothing in that report that could be disclosed. But that's for you to decide, but that's for you to, I think, ask the town manager if you choose to comment on and ask if Mr. McDonald's has any comments on that. There may be some things in the report that could be public and some things that under the statute need to be redacted.
Thanks, Lee, that's a good point.
Yep.
Lee, good thing you're here, Lee. Thank you for coming. Can we redact, or does that we send it to the town manager to redact? If we believe that there's information in that report that does fall under the exemptions, are we allowed to redact that, or do we have to ask our town manager to do the redacting?
I am no longer a licensed attorney, so I cannot advise you, but I think that's a good question for your town attorney, and I would be surprised if you couldn't go through that process.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Does Corey McDonald, did you want to address any of what was just discussed?
I would just say, I think redactions could be made for information relating to an individual. But I think on the whole, this record, again, does constitute, records relating to the direction of the law enforcement agency.
Okay, thank you.
So I would just consider that, please.
Okay. Lee, did you want to address that at all?
Thank you. The report is brief and to the point. I feel that it would be very difficult to redact anything and not simply disclose it all. So again, if the board upholds the appeal and overturns my decision, that's fine. I recognize that as your right to do that. But I think I could review it again. My gut is it's probably an all or nothing approach. Okay.
All right. Are there any other questions from the public? Lee, I see that your hand is up. I don't know if that's.
No, I'll take it down.
Any other questions or? Okay. Well, I'm going to suggest. Yes, Mike.
Wasn't going to, because I've got a request in and I just got denied for reconsideration. So I'm probably going to be appealing to you, but I did have one or two questions just generically.
Okay.
So I know Lee said something about he pointed out two laws and Corey pointed out one. That the one he didn't respond to is one that was pretty obvious that it doesn't apply, inter or intra-departmental communication, because that's not what this is. Jim Baker, last I knew, didn't work for the town of Shelburne, not an employee. Inter or intra means like the town manager and the police chief or Mike Thomas having communication, or the police chief and the lieutenant or the sergeants having communication. That's intra and interdepartmental. Jim Baker is an outsider. So this is just a straightforward contract. So I know Corey didn't just talk about that, but and Lee seemed to think that that was had grounds, but it clearly doesn't. The other question I had is, how many people have actually seen this report?
I don't know. I have. I know that members of the board have. I know that Lee has. I know that our attorney has. I'm going to say probably that number. Probably, what is that, 6, 7? Is that right, Lee?
Anybody else?
No, your answer is correct. It's been disclosed to the town attorney and the select board only.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, with all due respect, I believe that conversations between a town manager and select board, in fact, do constitute intra or interdepartmental communication. So I'm not sure I agree with Mike's assertion on that point.
Okay.
Again, understanding the frustration this places for everyone.
And I appreciate that, but it's the report. It's not what you guys talk amongst yourselves. Far as the history and the law, I do know the history of the law because I helped write the law. So I've known the public records law backwards and forwards. So I would just say that you should look at it. You need to look at what the Vermont Constitution says. I'm sure Lee gave you that provision of the Vermont Constitution. He gave you the public records. It basically says, when in doubt, give it out. Right. And I will disagree with the town attorney. And he and I had a conversation just like on the grievance, or excuse me, on the, I think it was on the grievance. Maybe it was on the letter of reprimand that went to the town manager's file. That was not quasi-judicial either. That was a board taking action after a closed door meeting. And he can say it's quasi-judicial to try to cover it, but it's not. So thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see back in a couple of weeks. Yes.
You're coming back?
Well, depending on what the ruling is on.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I assume you're going to might even rule tonight. Again, I don't think you have to make findings of fact. You can just say you're giving it out. You know, it's clear it's a public record. It's not inter or interdepartmental between Jim Baker and Lee Crone. It's a public record paid by the taxpayers.
Yeah.
And it's, well.
Okay.
I'll say one thing. I've got some exhibits that I plan to share too.
So. Okay, thank you, Mike. All right. So if there are no more comments, I am gonna ask that we go into an executive session to discuss this. Kate? I think that we will have, we'll dial you in by phone.
Okay.
Lee, I see a hand up, yes.
I'm sorry, just one more comment. Based on Mike Donahue reminded me of this, because Mike Donahue, I believe, knows that public records law quite well. And I just want to quote from the Secretary of State's office, who has done a lot of, who also believes in transparency. And if you'll just bear with me a second. According to the Secretary of State of Vermont, the law intends to provide for free and open examination of state and municipal government records, promoting transparency, accountability, and better decision-making in government, and recognizing the certain rights of individuals to privacy in their personal and economic pursuits. The Vermont Supreme Court has been clear that this law will be construed liberally in favor of the right to access public documents and that the identity or motive of the requester is irrelevant. And I hope that that will help you in your deliberations.
Thank you, Lee. All right. But Lee, you agree that this is quasi-judicial?
I don't know if it's, I don't know.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah. But if it is, you know, I don't know why, whether that, I don't know how it matters in terms of your decision making.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I was reliving our days on the ethics committee.
Yeah, we had many quasi-judicial hearings there, and we were very careful, and yes. I would never advise you legally, and I'm not ready to comment on that.
Thank you.
Okay. But I am ready to comment on the presumption of transparency.
Yes, your point is well taken. Thank you. Okay. I am going to suggest we go into executive session. I don't have language prepared for that.
I think you can just go into a deliberative session. You're entitled to deliberate in a matter like this, so it doesn't require the formalities of an executive session.
Okay, so fair enough. Let's go into a deliberative session. Then I suggest we go down the hall. We'll come back and we'll let the public know what we've decided. Do we need to move to go into? I'll take a motion to go into deliberative session.
I move that we go into deliberative session.
Moved by Matt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Luce. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The ayes have it. Okay. So Kate, we'll dial you in.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. So we've discussed this. I think we all agree that the report can be released, but we think it needs to be released with some redactions. We're concerned that privacy might be compromised if we don't do that. The problem we're having is that we're not sure if we should send it to Lee for redactions or if we can do them. So we're going to consult with our attorney, Brian Monahan, and we're going to commit to releasing the report by the end of the day Friday with those redactions. I see that Mike Donahue would like to make a point.
Mike Donahue, Vermont News First. I believe that you probably want to seek your own lawyer. I find it there's a conflict of interest, obvious conflict of interest, when you're going to use the same lawyer that has said don't give them out and claims it's quasi-judicial when it's not. I mean, I could bring a lawyer in that will tell you it's not quasi-judicial and all these other things. So I think your own protection, you should get a good lawyer who knows the law and follows it. Thank you.
We have an excellent lawyer, but I agree. There could be an appearance issue. So we'll consult and see if we can find somebody else to help us with that decision. But we'll release it by the end of the business day on Friday. There will be some redactions. We're pretty certain that would be prudent. So if there are no more questions, are there any questions from people online? Corey, you raised the question. Do you have any questions?
No questions for me. Thank you all for your time and consideration. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. And I want to just reiterate what Matt said. These are very difficult issues. I know when you're in the public and you're looking, it seems like we're being dodgy, but we have an obligation to the town to protect our employees. And it's not just about current employees, it's about anybody that comes to this town to work for us. We have to demonstrate our commitment to privacy. And so I'm concerned about that. I don't want people to think Shelburne Select Board doesn't care about personnel privacy. So with that being said, we'll make some redactions, we'll consult with a lawyer, and we'll commit to having this released by the end of the day on Friday. So thank you everybody for your time. And if there are, I don't know, I don't know, it's a good question. I know a couple of lawyers. One was on the board. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I'll figure that out. We'll do some consulting.
That's a conflict.
I can't find a lawyer?
No,
the one that was on the board.
No, I know. I was joking. I'm not going to use the one that was on the board. That was a, yeah, sometimes my jokes go over people's heads. I should be more jovial when I make them. Yes, good. Thank you. Finally, some help, John. Thank you. All right. So if there are no more questions, thank you everybody for your time, and I will take a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn the special session.
Seconded.
Moved by Luz, seconded by Matt. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The ayes have it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.